Turn in your Bibles this morning to Acts chapter 7.
请弟兄们打开圣经《使徒行传》第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Let's read the last two verses, starting with verse 59.
我们从最后的两节读起，从第五十九节开始。
Verse 59, and they went on stoning Stephen as he called upon the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And having said this, he fell asleep.
第五十九节，他们正用石头打的时候，斯提凡呼吁主说，求主耶稣接受我的灵魂，又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话，就睡了。
Philippians 1:21. We just sang the song. Philippians 1:21. If you notice that the bottom of the hymn, this was the scripture that was given.
腓立比书一章二十一节，我们刚刚唱那首诗歌就是根据这节经文所来的。
We're going to concentrate just on the first half of this verse.
我们只读这节经文的上半节。
For me to live is Christ.
因我活着就是基督。
In the Darby, and a little bit more accurately, that verb is not there, and it would say, for me to live, Christ.
在达比圣经里边的翻译当中，那个动词并不在这儿，所以这里边应该翻译成，因我活着，基督。
And if you turn over just a couple pages to Colossians 3,
如果我们翻到哥罗西书第三章
Verse 4,
第四节
Colossians 3:4, When Christ, who is our life,
哥罗西书第三章第四节，基督是我们的生命。
And then Galatians 2:20,
然后我们翻到加拉太书第二章二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, and then this phrase, but Christ lives in me.
加拉太书第二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我。请注意这里边说，乃是基督在我里边活着。
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里边活着。
Sounds pretty simple.
听上去很简单。
But we know from the Apostle Paul's own testimony in Romans 7, it's not that simple.
但是我们知道保罗他自己的见证，在罗马书里边提到的这件事情并不是那么简单。
For in Romans 7:18, Paul says, I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
罗马书第七章第十八节这样说，我也知道在我里头，就是在我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
And so Paul here as a believer is saying, I am willing, I want to be a Christian, I want to be like Christ.
所以这里边我们看见保罗他是一个信徒，他说我愿意，在我里边愿意要做这样的事情，但是我不能。
I do what I don't want to do.
我做那些我不愿意做的事情。
But we have a solution.
但是我们有一个答案。
Romans 6.
是在罗马书第六章。
Often when someone is baptized, we read these first few verses.
当有弟兄姐妹们受浸的时候，我们就读这头几节经文。
What shall I say then? Verse 1. Are you to continue in sin that grace may increase?
第一节这样说，这样我们怎样说呢？我们仍可活在罪中，叫恩典显多吗？
May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?
断乎不可，我们这在罪上死了的人，岂可在罪中活着呢？
Or do you not know that all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus, having been baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And in verse 1 of chapter 8,
在第八章的第一节，
We continue to have the solution to this dilemma.
我们继续看见圣经给我们提供这个问题的答案。
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we rejoice this morning for the time we had around your table.
天父，我们今天早晨为着能够在你儿子的饼杯面前所得的喜乐，感谢你。
Where we could begin this week remembering you.
我们这一周开始要来纪念你。
The death of all deaths.
在所有的死亡当中的死亡。
We thank you and worship you.
我们感谢敬拜你。
And even for these next few minutes, we want to continue just like Mary sitting at your feet.
我们在下面的时间也要继续坐在你的脚前。
Gazing upon your face.
我们定睛仰望你的容面。
Learning from you.
从你那边学习。
Teach us, Lord.
要教导我们主。
Reveal yourself to us.
向我们启示你的自己。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. When we read this little verse about Stephen's death or his stoning,
当我们读到斯蒂凡当他受难的时候所说的这些话。
If you're like me, you ask the question,
如果你像我一样，你就会问这样一个问题。
How does a person pray for those who are killing him?
一个人怎么能够为他 去杀害他这些人祷告呢？
It doesn't make human sense.
作为从人的角度来讲，这个并不符合道理。
How come you're not even questioning God during a period like that?
在这个困难的时候，我们怎么能不向神发出问题呢？
God, I'm one of your servants.
神啊，我是你的仆人。
The church is very young. I am a pillar here.
教会还很年轻，我是教会的柱石。
And my life is being ended.
但是我的生命在此就要结束了。
It's like many things in life.
像生活中的很多的事情。
They are very difficult, if not impossible, for the human mind to comprehend.
有很多事情对于人的头脑来讲，如果不是不可能的，也是非常困难去解释的。
Two Sundays ago, I was in Rottenburg, Germany.
在两个主日之前，我在 Rottenburg, 德国的一个地方。
The weather was just like this.
那边的天气跟西雅图差不多。
It's an old city. Most, a lot of the buildings were built 500 years ago.
是一个非常古老的城市，有很多的建筑是都是在500年前建的。
The streets are narrow, so the bus stopped outside the village, and we walked to the center.
因为那个街道很窄，所以那个汽车只能停在这个村庄的外边，我们就余下的就要走路。
We were there that Sunday morning to remember one man.
我们在两个主日之前在那边纪念一个人。
His name is Michael Sattler.
他的名字叫 Michael Sattler.
Michael Sattler was a Roman Catholic priest.
Michael Sattler 是一个罗马天主教的一个神父。
But in the early 1500s, the Lord apprehended his life.
在15世纪的初他的生命结束了。
And he questioned the state regarding infant baptism.
他那个时候他就对这个儿童受浸提出了一个质问。
In many of the towns in northern Switzerland, southern Germany at that time, you had to baptize every child before they were 8 days.
在那个时候，在瑞士的北部和德国的南部，他们都要给婴儿施洗。
We stood in front of that city courthouse 14 days ago.
在14天之前，我们在那个城市的市政府。
And remembered back in 1527 when Michael and his wife were ushered out of there after being convicted.
我们在那里边纪念，在1527年 ，Michael 弟兄和他的姊妹一同被带出来。
They cut his tongue out.
他们割断了他的舌头。
And then the sentence said that he was to be marched to different parts of the village and mutilated with hot irons.
他的罪状，他的罪行呢，是要他在这个村庄里边到处去行走，并且在每一个地方割断他的肢体。
Brought him back to the marketplace.
然后把他带到那个市场上。
They bound him and began burning him.
把他绑起来，然后把他焚烧。
He began to pray, asking the Lord to forgive those who persecuted him.
在那个时候，他向主祷告，求主赦免他们。
And as the fire burned the ropes from his hands, he lifted his hands up and he says, "Father, into my hands I commit my spirit."
当火从他的手里边开始烧出来的时候，他举起的双手说：“父啊。”接收我。
And again the question is asked, how does one do that?
同样一个问题，为什么这个人可以这样做？
I think we've often heard stories of martyrs.
我们常常听见那些受难者的故事。
And we've asked the question, what is it that allows them to go through that?
我们常常问这样的一个问题，是什么使他们能够经过这样的苦难？
Well, from the scriptures we read this morning, there is a simple answer.
从我们今天早晨所读的圣经里边，我们看见一个简单的答案。
It's the very life of Christ.
是主耶稣自己的生命。
Christ made that same statement as he hung on the cross. His first prayer is, "Father, forgive them."
因为主耶稣在
what they do.
因为主耶稣在十字架上就彰显了同样的生命。他的第一个祷告就是说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。”
He said that with great compassion.
他用一个非常怜悯的心发出这样的祷告。
He said that with feeling from his heart.
他是心里边真实的感受所发出的祷告。
It was as natural for the Father, for the Son to say that as for you and I to sit here and breathe this morning.
像我们今天早晨能够在这里边呼吸一样自然，我们主耶稣用同样的自然发出这样的祷告。
Jesus was possessed by divine life, God's life.
主耶稣他里边充满了神圣的属神的生命。
So was Michael Sattler and his wife, who 8 days later would be drowned in the river Neckar that goes through the village.
我们的 Michael Sattler 弟兄和他的姊妹有同样的生命，虽然他八天之后就要在那个河里边被淹死。
With those early believers, they called them Anabaptists, rebaptized.
在这些早期的信徒当中，他们把他们叫做重浸派。
And often the way to get rid of them, they would say, "You want to be baptized? We'll baptize you."
常常他们说你们要受禁吗我们给你们受禁
and they would tie a rope around their neck and throw them in the river
他们就把他们用绳索绑起来然后投到河里
this is the life of Christ
这是主耶稣基督的生命
it's a different life
是一个不同的生命
it's the life that all of us are to possess
是我们每个人所应该有的生命
one of the saddest things among us Christians is that we live in spiritual poverty
但是非常遗憾的是今天我们生活在一个属灵的贫穷光景当中
There has been so much given to us and yet we take only a speck
我们所给予的是何等的丰富但是我们所得到的是何等的
Many times out of ignorance
我们很常常是好像我们是一个属灵的破产的光景
Or indifference
或者是无所谓的光景当中
But it's the Lord's will that we have his very life
但是神的旨意是让我们得到他的生命
If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus this morning you know what it's like to be freed from sin and guilt
如果你今天是一个已经接受主耶稣生命的人你就知道我们是怎样能够从罪和死亡当中得解脱得自由
when the subject of death comes up you are at peace recognizing that if you are to dieYou're going to be present with the Lord.
当死亡这个问题出现在我们的前面的时候，我们心里边有平安，面对着死亡，我们知道这在主的手中。
But that is only a fraction of what the gospel is about.
但是就这救恩来讲，这只是它的一个小的部分。
In one sense, it's only the scraps. They're wonderful scraps.
但是只是非常小的。但是是非常美丽的一个小的碎片。
But the gospel is so much bigger and so much fuller than that.
但是整个的救恩是何等的浩大。
And that's what allowed these people to live their lives on a different plane.
但是这就是让这些从前的圣徒他们能够在不同的高度上生活。
They knew Jesus.
因为他们认识主耶稣。
Not just the name, not just someone they sang about.
不仅仅是那个名字，不仅仅是他们所唱的。
But they knew him from their own experience. He lived and were possessed by them.
但是他们从他们生命的经历里边，从他们个人最宝贵的那个经历里边认识他。
For us to take hold of this Jesus.
因为他们已经得到了主耶稣。
For him to be living in us, in our families, and at work and at school.
在我们的生活在我们的学校当中他都在我们里边活着
First of all there has to be a knowing him
首先我们要认识他
Paul says that I might know him
保罗说我可以认识他
Not in a dutiful way not in a patronizing way
不是一个美丽或者是一个爱心的方式来认识他
But in a living way, when we get up in the morning, it's not two cups of coffee that gets us going, but it's Him, His life.
而是我们每天早晨起来的时候，是他在我们里边，不是那些咖啡来激励我们。
When we look at this Jesus,
当我们看见这位主耶稣的时候，
we begin to admire Him, we begin to appreciate Him.
我们就开始羡慕他，感激他。
We see the perfect person.
我们看见一个完美的人。
A blameless person.
是一个毫无瑕疵的人。
A person who is very constant.
他是一个永不改变的人。
Very reliable.
是一个可靠的。
A person who is eternal.
是一个永恒的人。
It's an everlasting life.
他有一个永远的生命。
We're often very radical
我们常常是非常是容易激动
Our life can be fits and starts We go to a conference and we see the Lord very clearly
当我们来到一个聚会当中我们看见主非常清楚
After a couple of weeks there is a dullness a malaise sets in
我们就非常激动但是两周以后我们就开始进入那种不冷不热的光景
and our life is up and down up and down
所以我们的生活就是起起伏伏的上上下下
often related to experiences
常常受着我们所经历的来左右
new job, new opportunity our life soars.
如果我们有新的机会、新的工作，我们的生命就向上升。
And then something happens at work. There's a merger.
如果我们的工作里边出现了一些问题，公司合并了。
And the gossip begins to grow. There's going to be some changes. There's going to be some layoffs.
有些改变在我们的生活当中，或者是被解雇了。
And our disposition begins to wane. We begin to become discouraged.
我们就离开了我们原来应有那个位置，我们就受挫折。
And our life is very up and down.
我们的生命总是这样上上下下。
Opposed to the Lord's life, who is very even.
但是我们相对于我们主耶稣的生命，他永远是一个恒定的生命。
He did not.Get excited one day and then fall into depression the next.
他不是说在一天之内他非常的兴奋，另外一天他就非常的讶异。
His is a righteous life.
他是一个公义的生命。
An honorable, just life.
是一个美善、正直的生命。
Nothing that we ever find in man.
在我们人类当中是找不到的生命。
It's very disappointing to read the paper each day.
每天早晨我们来读报纸的时候都感到非常的沮丧。
And see how local leaders to international leaders fall.
从我们本地的这些领导到世界的领袖，他们都失败。
Unbelievable mistakes.
他们犯了一些不可想象的错误。
The 5th century BC philosophers called it the tragic flaw in man.
在主前第五个世纪的哲学家告诉我们说，那是一个何等大的悲剧。
There is none righteous, no, not one, the Bible says.
圣经告诉我们说，没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
Except this one, Jesus.
是只有我们主耶稣，他是义人。
And then there is his wisdom.
另外，我们也要看见他的智慧。
Psalms 139 says he knew our bodies before they were even formed in our mother's womb.
诗篇第139篇告诉我们说，他认识我们，还在母腹的当中就认识我们。
That's the physical part.
这是这些外表的有形质的东西。
He also knows the flaws.
他也知道我们的缺陷。
You might have regrets because of the environment in which you were born into.
我们对着我们所出生的环境可能感到不安。
That's no problem for the Lord Jesus.
但是对于神来讲，这不是问题。
He created, he knew that.
他知道，他创造了这些。
He knew the bad start or the situations you might fall into.
他知道我们所开始的那个不好的环境。
Even the sin that you might be caught up in.
甚至我们被那些容易缠累我们的罪。
And he's always been about a way of getting to that and revealing that to you.
他都能够找到方式。把这些向我们启示
revealing to you and me that he is the answer to that
他要启示他是这所有问题的答案
he is the only one you and I cannot without the Holy Spirit even know the thoughts and intents of our hearts
除非圣灵向我们启示否则我们甚至不知道我们心思意念中所想
the motives of our heart are often hidden from us
甚至我们心里边的意念我们的动机我们的头脑都没有办法想象
and ifThey are realized, we forget them or we don't look at them.
但是我们常常忘记这些。
But the Lord knows how to find those things.
神，主耶稣他知道如何把这些向我们显示出来。
It's a wisdom incomprehensible.
是一个我们没有办法想象的智慧。
He knows all things.
他是全知的。
Not just to accuse us.
并不是要来定罪我们。
But to bring us into himself.
但是要把我们带到他的自己面前。
His perfect joy.
他那个完美的喜乐。
When the Lord Jesus walked on this earth for 33 and a half years, he experienced perfect joy every day.
当我们主耶稣在地上行走了33年半的时候，他每天经历了那个完美的喜乐。
For 30 years, he was in a family who did not believe him.
30年当中，他生活在一个家庭，这个家庭的人并不信他。
His siblings resented him.
他的弟弟们都怨恨他。
And of course, we know about his disciples.
我们也知道他的门徒们。
And yet, there's complete joy.
但是在他里边有一个完美的喜乐。
And so, if we might apply it to our own life, How are we to have perfect joy?
所以我们可以把这些用到我们的生活当中，我们怎样才能得到这样完美的喜乐呢？
Only with another life.
只有用一个另外的一个生命。
The Lord's life in us.
是主耶稣的生命在我们里边活。
He never intended that we would live this life up and down, joyful one day, discouraged the next.
他并不是让我们在这个世上生活总是起起伏伏的，一天高兴，一天就忧伤。
There was one humble, lowly person.
有一个谦卑的人。
One gentle, meek person.
有一个温柔、谦和的人。
Only one.
只有一位。
No man and woman are born with humility.
没有人能够在这样的谦卑里边生活。
But this Christ, He is humble.
乃是基督，他是谦卑的。
And it's only His life.
只有他的生命。
One of the problems, brothers and sisters, we have when we consider this topic, Christ living in me.
在我们的思想这个基督在我里边活这个提问的时候，我们常常会遇见一个问题。
We put it into the realm of academia.
我们把它作为学术里边的一个领域来讨论。
I've got to learn it.
我们需要来学习怎样做。
We see someone who is speaking or someone we respect and we say, oh, I want to be like them.
我们看见有人来讲道或者我们尊敬的人，我们说我们要向他学习。
So we look to see how they dress.
所以我们看见他怎么穿衣服。
How they hold their hands.
他们的手势是什么样子。
What is their posture when they pray?
他们祷告的时候的姿势是什么样的？
And we try to learn this humble, spiritual, joyful life.
所以我们就要学习这样一个谦卑、喜乐的属灵的生命。
It cannot be learned.
这不是我们能学到的。
When we say Christ lives in me, it's not something that we attain to.
当我们说基督在我里边活着，不是我们去努力得着的一件事情。
When we read Philippians 1:21, the natural tendency is to say.For me to live is Christ. That's the goal.
当我们读到腓立比书第一章二十节的时候，我们说，基督在我里边。
That's the standard.
这是我们的目的，这是我们的标准。
That's the hope.
这是我们的希望。
For me to live, it's like that.
就我活着，就等完全等于基督。
And so we hold Christ up on a standard.
所以我们就来到主耶稣他的标准上。
For me to live, Christ means.He is the means. He is the way.
这句话的意思，基督在我里边活着，完全等于基督，就是告诉我们，他是那个方法和道路。
Christ lives in me.
基督在我里边活着。
He's come to indwell us.
他来到我们的里边，住在我们的里边。
You men who like golf.
对于这些弟兄们愿意打高尔夫球的弟兄们
There might be one or two here
可能有一两位
Would like to be as good as Tiger Woods
大家希望能够像 Tiger Woods 那样一样的 有技巧
I will tell you something right now
我现在要告诉你一件事情
You can watch all the videos of Tiger Woods
你可以看见他每次比赛的那个录像
You can eat hisbreakfast, lunch, and all the vitamins and stuff that he takes.
你可以吃他吃同样的早饭、午饭和那些营养药。
You can swing a golf club as many times as he does every day.
你可以像他一样的每天练习多少次。
And I'm sorry, I don't think any of us would be able to do it like Tiger Woods.
但是我非常遗憾地告诉你，我们每个人都不能像他一样。
But there is a way.
但是有一种方法。
And that is if he was in you.
就是他如果住在我们里边。
Maybe you might get to keep your same face.
可能我们保持我们同样的面孔。
But if that coordinated body and brain was put into you, you could swing a golf club like him.
但是如果 Tiger Woods 他的身体他的和谐能够完全的放在我们里边我们就可以像他一样打球
You have just substituted your life for his life
我们可以把我们的生命换作他的生命
That's what the Lord Jesus has done
这是主耶稣所做的工作
He doesn't come along just to help
他并不是来到我们中间只要帮助我们
just to pick us up.
不是当我们跌倒的时候扶起我们。
He came to this earth to live in us.
他来到这个世上乃是要在我们里边活。
The 12 disciples looked at Jesus 24 hours a day for 3.5 years.
他的十二个门徒在三年多的时间每天24个小时跟他同在。
Did it change them?
这个改变了他们吗？
What kind of condition were they in at the end?
当在最后的时候他们的状况是什么样子呢？
Was Jesus a good teacher?
主耶稣是不是一个好的教师呢？
Did he use a lot of different illustrations?
是不是他用了很多的方式来教导他们呢？
Was he a compassionate teacher?
他是不是一个有爱心的教师呢？
There was none like him.
没有一个人能够像他。
They never changed.
但是他们没有改变。
They needed what? A new spirit.
他们还是那样不属灵。
They needed the Lord's life in them.
他们需要主耶稣的生命在他们里边。
They could not just observe that life.
他们不能借着观察来得到这样的生命。
They could not just go to another Friday night Bible study.
也不是借着另外一个星期五晚上的读经来得到这样的。
They had to come to the place where they recognized their life was not like his life.
必须我们来到一个点，就是认识到我们自己的生命不像他的生命。
And it was at that time they said, Lord,
在那个时候我们说主啊
，fill me，
充满我。
Thank you，
谢谢。
That's why he told them, don't leave until the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
所以主耶稣告诉他们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等圣灵来充满你们。
When we look at this Jesus, we see someone that changed us.
当我们看见这位主耶稣的时候，我们看见一个改变我们生命的人。
We see someone that is holy.
我们看见一个圣洁的。
Totally set apart.
完全是与世界分别的。
You see, it's impossible to say, well, I'm just not going to follow the world.
对于我们来说是不可能说我们完全要跟随这个世界。
We call that resolve.
我们把这个作为一个
Make a resolution.
一个意志，一个希望。
We are 3 weeks past Chinese New Year.
中国的新年已经过了三个礼拜。
I don't want to embarrass anyone this morning, but how many of you have already failed as far as your resolutions?
我不想让大家感到窘迫，但是可以想一想，我们是不是中间有些人已经没有达到我们的心
愿。Making a resolution just shows our arrogance that we're still trusting the flesh.
当我们立志的时候，就是表现我们的里边的无知，还继续要相信我们的肉体。
Man is incapable.
我们
of resolving.
我们不能相信我们的肉体。
Making resolves.
我们也不能立志。
We're weak.
因为我们是软弱的。
We're a slothful people.
或者是那些
slothful means lazy.
是那些懒惰的人。
We are an angry people.
我们是一群容易愤怒的人。
Any of us been angry with our spouse this week?
很多人在这一周当中可能和我们的配偶生气。
Young people, have you been angry with your parents this week?
年轻人有没有和你的父母亲生气？
This is who we are.
这就是我们的本相。
This is who Jesus was not. He was not. Jesus was not.
但是主耶稣不是这样。
In him, when we gaze upon Jesus like Mary, we see his submissiveness.
当我们看见玛利亚来定睛看主耶稣的时候，我们看见那个顺服。
When he was on this earth, it is like the great submission being seen.
当我们看见他走在行走在这个地上的时候，
He submitted to the Father in all things.
他是一个顺服的榜样，他在凡事上顺服。
He submitted to his environment graciously, joyfully.
他对着他的环境也顺服，并且是带着喜乐。
Jesus' life was characterized by peace and rest.
他的生命的特性就是一个喜乐和平安。
He was the unique man of the universe.
他是宇宙中一个独特的人。
Gentle as a lamb.
像羔羊一样谦和。
Courageous as a lion.
像狮子一样勇敢。
It was a hidden life. hidden. It was a hidden life.
他是一个有一个是个隐藏的生命。
Remember in the first Matthew 4, when he was tempted by Satan, he said, jump off the temple, make a name for yourself.
我们记得在马太福音第四章，当撒旦来试探他的时候，说你从这个塔的，从这个殿的顶端跳下去，为你自己宣扬你自己的名。
It was hidden as he went about doing good.
但是他在行善的时候也是隐藏的。
None of us, brothers and sisters, listen carefully, has done anything good in ourselves.
在我们每个人弟兄姐妹当中，我们自己都没有行善。
Anytime we do good, help someone out of ourselves, the end result is pride.
当每次我们行善，但是带出是一个己的生命的时候，那就是一个骄傲。
It's only as the Lord's life initiates, energizes to do good, is the result good.
只有当神的生命在我们里边激励我们，引领我们所行出的善，才是良善。
We cannot do the simplest task in our flesh without pride resulting.
在我们的肉体当中，就是那些最简单的事情，当我们做了，都是带出的是一个骄傲。
It's our fallen state.
这是我们一个堕落的光景。
And the reason the Lord gives us birthdays, years, is to learn this lesson.
主耶稣给我们地上的年日和生日，就是让我们学这些功课。
And the lesson is, we need another life.
这个功课的结论是，我们需要另外一个生命。
Human beings are very capable.
人类是有很多的能力。
We're very capable of overcoming problems and pressures.
我们有能力来克服那些困难和压力。
In our own strength.
是靠着我们自己的力量。
And the Lord allows these things to come into our life to show us, to demonstrate how we need Him.
神就借着这些事情让我们看见我们的生活当中，我们的生命当中是何等的需要祂。
These tragedies and disasters and things that enter our lives are from a loving God.
在我们周遭所看见的这些悲剧，这些创伤，都是神借着他的爱，让他进入到我们的生活当中。
To show us daily, we need His life.
要借着这些事情，每天向我们显示，我们需要他的生命。
As you start this week, anytime you lose your peace, may it be a reminder, I need His life.
当我们开始这一周的时候，当我们失去里边平衡的时候，就是一个提醒，我们需要他的生命。
Because the life of Jesus is always peaceful.
因为神的生命是永远是一个平安的生命。
Even when Peter is cursing at you and Judas is denying you and all the rest of the disciples are leaving, there's peace.
甚至当他的使徒们来咒诅他，犹太人逼迫他。它里边还是一个平安的生命。
This Lord Jesus is the King of all kings.
他是万王之王。
But on the other side, he's also the servant of all servants.
但是同样在另外一个方面，他也是那些，他是一个谦卑服侍人的人。
Oh, we all would like to be the king, number one.
我们都愿意当王。
But how about this servant?
但是我们有没有做仆人的心呢？
I know a brother who travels considerably.
我认识一个弟兄，他常常的旅行。
And often he has to stay in motels.
所以常常他会住在那个小客店里面。
And before he leaves a little gift for the maid.
每次当他离开的时候，他都留下一点小费作为礼物。
And he writes a note.
他在这上面写一些字。
Thank you for serving me.
谢谢你来服侍我。
You might not know it, but you have the most honorable job there is in the world.
你可能没有意识到，但是实际上你有一个最尊贵的工作。
Taking care of other people's needs.
因为你服侍了其他人的需要。
Most of us do not like that job of being a servant.
很多人我们不喜欢作为一个服侍别人这样的一个工作。
Serving joyfully peacefully is the greatest career.
服侍、喜乐和平安乃是一个最好的一个工作职业。
And we're all called to do it.
我们都被呼召来做这样的事情。
But only one has truly been this servant.
但是只有一位他是真正的仆人。
The Lord himself.
是我们主自己。
If we're to be a servant, it's only by his life.
如果我们能够成为仆人乃是借着他的生命。
Because as a servant, we're always cleaning up other people's messes.
因为作为一个仆人我们常常去清理别人所造成的那些问题。
In our society, it's not a respected position.
在这个我们生存的这个社会当中并不受尊重。
And yet when you see a husband who is the servant of his household,
当我们看见一个弟兄做丈夫的他在家里边服侍这个家。
The servant of his wife,
服侍他的姊妹。
The servant of the children,
服侍他的孩子们。
You see a real man,
你看见一个真正的人。
A man after God's own heart,
是一个合神心意的人。
The same goes for the sisters.
同样对姊妹来说也是同样。
Same with the young people.
对年轻人来讲也是一样。
Young people get to a certain age in their teens where they think they rule the house.
当年轻人长大了一点到十几岁的时候他们就觉得他们要控制这个家。
What do you mean make the bed?
为什么我要收拾我的床呢?
What do you mean pick up my underwear?
为什么我要收拾我的衣服呢?
That's mom's job.
那是妈妈该做的。
No.
不是这样。
No, in very practical ways, we're to be like the Lord.
不是这样。我们要在这个生活中的每个非常具体的事情上来学习。
The Lord constantly was going around picking up after the disciples.
因为主耶稣他一直不停地在服侍着他的这些门徒。
Peter said something about a temple tax. The Lord, of course, had to provide it.
彼得当他提到这个电税的时候主耶稣就要提供
and one of the last things we see of the Lord Jesus on earth was fixing breakfast for the disciples
我们看见主耶稣在地上做最后一件事情就是为他的门徒们准备早餐
these are the disciples who had just previously denied him and left him
这些门徒乃是就在几天之前不认识他离开他那些人
life of the gospel of a Christian is a supernatural life
福音的生命基督徒的生命乃是一个超然的生命。
And what I am saying this morning, brothers and sisters, none of us possess it naturally.
当我们来谈论这件事情的时候，弟兄姐妹们，我们里边都没有这样的生命。
But on the other hand, we are all to possess it.
但是从另外一个角度来讲，我们每个人都应该拥有这样的生命。
This is what we are heirs of. This is our heritage.
因为这是我们的产业。
This is what changes the community.
这一切改变了我们的社区。
Let's look for a moment just at the Lord's last prayer in John 17.
我们来看一下主耶稣他最后的一个祷告在约翰福音第十七章。
Just to use this as an example.
我们把它作为一个例子。
We look at verse 13.
我们来看一下第十三节。
But now I come to thee, he's talking to his father, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy.
第十三节，现在我往你那里去，这是他对父所说的。我还在世上的时候，说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
Did Jesus pray this?Just to hope that maybe once a month we might have his joy.
主耶稣这样的祷告是不是他希望我们每个月只有一次能有这样的喜乐呢?
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Jesus prays to the Father, make them holy, sanctify them in the truth.
这里边主耶稣向父的祷告，求你用你的真理使他们成圣。
How are we to be separated people?
我们怎样能够成为一般与世界分别的人呢?
I am not going to look at anything bad anymore on my computer.
我不要再看我的电脑上的任何坏的东西。
If something flashes up, I'm just going to shut it down.
如果有些东西跳出来的时候，我就把电脑关掉。
No, it's by another life.
不是这样的，乃是借着一个不同的生命。
You see, brothers and sisters, when it comes to holiness, this body has to be filled with something.
弟兄姐妹们，关乎于圣洁的事情，我们这些我们的生命必须被充满，被另外一件事情充满。
Every time I see a person smoking a cigarette,
每当我看见人吸烟的时候
，You know what the thought comes to my mind?
我的脑海里边所想的
，Very simple,
乃是非常简单。
I understand him smoking.
我理解他们为什么要吸烟。
He has to fill something. He was made it.To have his life filled.
因为他里边需要借着一些事情来充满，因为他的生命需要被这些事情来充满。
And it has to be filled by a quick little fix of a cigarette.
他需要借着这些简单的一个这个抽烟来充满。
Or two strong drinks.
或者是再喝两杯烈酒。
Or a six pack of beer.
或者喝六瓶啤酒。
Or some.Immoral movie,
或者是看一些不道德的影片。
We were created to be filled by God.
借着我们的受造，我们的里边必须借着神来充满。
The life of Christ
是主耶稣基督的生命。
And any time that life is not possessing me, I've got to fill it with something.
每当主耶稣的生命不拥有我们，不充满我们的时候，我们就寻找其他的东西来充满。
My own testimony, too much of my life, I was running on fumes.
我自己生活的一个见证也是这样，很多的时候，我要常常看电影。
And it was only February 1971, after being a believer for 25 years, this.That I'm speaking of became a reality. It began to become a reality.
只有当1961年2月的时候，当我27年信主之后
，I lived 100 miles north of here.
在这离西雅图大概100公里以北的地方，我开始认识到。
I was a businessman.
那个时候我是做生意。
And there was another businessman in the community.
在那个社区里边还有另外一个生意人。
I was 29.
我是29岁当时。
I walked around like this, seeing where I was going to make the next dollar.
所以我就这样的天天的奔忙，要寻找下一个一块钱。
Working about 26 hours a day.
一天工作26个小时。
And I saw this other person.
所以我看见了另外一个人。
He was also in business.
他也是在做生意。
Radiant smile all the time.
所以他充满了那个微笑，所有的时间。
And he shared with me Christ in me.
他就跟我分享基督在我里边。
And even though I'd been a born again for a number of years, that day it became reality.
虽然我已经重生得救很多年了，但是那天这个事实在我里边显
了。The beginning.
是一个开始。
Don't want to give any false impression that it's been all Christ since 1971.
我不要大家误会了，我的从那开始一生都是受主耶稣的生命所控制。
Oh, how we like to hurry it up the process.
我们常常要加速这个过程。
How we want to improve upon God's way.
我们常常要验证神的道路。
His simple way of faith.
他借着信心这个简单的道路。
And when I find myself angry with my wife,
当我发现我自己和我的姊妹生气的时候
，can come back and say I am crucified with Christ.
可以回到那个点上说，我与基督同定。
It's not I who live.
今天活着的不再是我
，but it's Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里边活着。
And you know what that does when I say that to the Lord?
当我这样向主祷告的时候，就有一件事情发生。
Then I'm able to go to Helen and say, "Please forgive me."
所以我就可以来到姊妹面前说，求你赦免我。
We're an angry, stubborn, lustful people.
我们是一群容易激怒、非常固执的人。
And the church is many times hindered from growth.
教会之所以不能长大。
Continuing that sanctified life there in verse 17.
我们继续看这个成圣的生命在第十节。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
That they all may be one.
使他们合而为一。
I think everyone in this room is old enough to know this morning.
我们今天在这里边的每一位弟兄姐妹们。
That you cannot be one with anyone.
都认识到我们不能和任何人合一。
I think we've all had roommates in college.
我们在大学的时候都有。
Sometimes it starts even before that with parents.
甚至在这之前，我们和我们的父母亲之间也有冲突。
And we see the difficulty in associating lovingly, kindly, patiently with another person for any length of time.
所以我们看见在我们的社交当中，我们就有非常大的困难，能以爱心来对待别人。
But Jesus is reason here, his whole goal, his purpose is that there might be a people who are one.
但是主耶稣在这里边所宣讲的一个目的，就是要有一群人，他们可以合而。
Something that the United Nations strives for, wishes for, plans for.
联合国有这样的希望，有这样的计划。
But never.
但是绝对实行不了。
Even the committee that runs the United Nations are never one.
甚至那些在联合国里边执行的执行官们，他们也没有办法合一。
Much less the countries and the situations they're trying to solve.
更不要提那些众多的国家和所要他们解决的这些问题能够合一。
But when Christ is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son, and the Son is in you and me, there's oneness.
但是当我们的主耶稣住在父里，父住在他的里边。我们又住在主耶稣基督里边，我们才能够合一。
If there's one person in your life this morning, and it might even be as close as your spouse, that there is tension with, Christ, the Lord Jesus, does not fully have your life.
如果在我们的生活当中有任何一个人，甚至是我们的配偶，如果我们之间还有一些嫌隙，那么就说明主耶稣不在我们的生命当中。
There's something of me still residing, still there.
在我们里边还有一些恼恨。
But when I am submitted to the Lord,
但是当我们把自己献给神的时候，
when I am one with Him and His life flows in me,
当我与他合而为一，他的生命借着我流出来的时候，
I am one with the most obnoxious roommate one could ever have.
我就可以和任何最困难的人同住。
That person can throw their clothes all over the floor, they can turn the music up.And I love them.
他可以把他的衣服到处乱扔，开大声的音乐，我还照样的爱他。
Not I, but Christ.
不是我，乃是我里边的主耶稣基督爱他。
Oh, it takes our Christian walk on another plane.
这是我们的基督徒的生命到了一个新的高度。
And Jesus keeps praying, verse 22.
在第二十二节，主耶稣继续祷告。
And the glory which Thou hast given me, I.Have given them.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们。
Brothers and sisters, if there's one word you cannot hook up with our name, and that's the word glory.
如果有一个词我们不能跟我们的名字连接在一起的时候，那个词就是荣耀。
Glory just does not fit with the human race.
这个荣耀跟我们这个人类是何等的不配。
Not the glory we're talking about. Not the glory of God.
不是我们所说的荣耀，乃是神的荣耀。
Unless it's an exchanged life, His life.
除非他在我们里边改变了我们的生命。
Unless I am crucified and His substitutionary life.
除非我与他同钉十字架，借着他的生命取代了我的生命。
Verse 23.
第二十
三节。I in them.And thou in me.
我在他们里边，你在我里边。
What did Jesus pray about here?
主耶稣在祷告什么呢？
Talked about joy，
祷告喜乐，
holiness，
圣洁，
oneness，
合一。
All of these huge words we preach about，
这是我们所宣讲的这些非常大的词汇。
And they often leave us in a place where， well， this week I'm going to try and be joyful all week。
所以我们就常常是这样想，这周啊，我要活出一个喜乐的生活。
That's what they were talking about Sunday, and I looked at Jesus, and his life was filled with joy. That's what I want. That's what I'm going to hope for.
因为在主日的时候，我们听见了这样的信息，主耶稣的生命是喜乐的，所以这周我要活出一个喜乐的生命。
So the first step is recognizing I can't.
但第一步要认识到我们自己不能。
How long it took Job in the book of Job to figure that out?
我们看见约伯在约伯记里面所记载，他需要花了很长的时间才能认识到这一点。
God could not talk to Job.
因为神没办法。
Why couldn't God talk to Job?
为什么神没办法和他交谈呢？
Because Job was talking.
因为他自己在谈，在说话。
And if Job wasn't talking, his friends were talking.
因为他不说话，他的朋友就说话。
And God just waits.
所以神就在那边等待。
And he just waits.
他等待。
Until Job is exhausted.
等待到。约伯已经没有力气了。
And then Job came to that wonderful conclusion there in Job 42. I abhor myself, says Nadarbi. I abhor. I resent. I hate myself.
所以当约伯就可以认识到这样一个结论，我恨我自己的生命。
And it was at that time that the Lord could reveal another life.
所以只有到那个时候，主才能启示。一个新的声音。
Yes, Job was blameless.
是的，约伯是一个无可指责的人。
Yes, Job was God-fearing.
是的，约伯是一个敬畏神的人。
But he also had a self-life that was very strong.
他也有一个非常强的自己的生命。
And at the beginning in Job 3:25, Job says, I feared that this day would happen.
在一开始的时候，约伯记一开始的时候，约伯就说我恐怕这一天要来。
I had a fear that even though I trusted God, maybe I might lose my wealth.
他说我恐怕虽然我信神，但是我会失掉我这些财富。
Maybe a disaster would happen.
也许这些灾难会临到。
With the Lord's life, there is no fear.
但是神的生命在我们里边就没有惧怕。
It's His life.
因为是他的生命。
Do we suffer from certain fears?
我们是不是正在经历一些惧怕？
Thinking of something down the road, what if this happens?
我们看看前边，哦，有些事情会发生。
Does life become scary? Does it become dicey, chancy?
生命就开始充满了霜，充满了恐惧。
For a believer, brothers and sisters, it's to be a divine romance.
我们应该有一个属天的这样的一个境界。
You and I embracing the Lord's life every morning when we get up.
当我们每天早晨的时候，我们起来拥抱主耶稣基督自己的生命。
As we wait before we even get out of bed, for me to live Christ.
甚至当我们在起床之前，我们就说
，I dare not even leave my bedroom in my own strength.
今天活着的不再是我。
I know myself too well.
因为我实在是很认识我自己。
The slightest little thing.
非常小的一件事情。
Can destroy my peace.
就可以毁去我的喜乐。
But I know by your life.
但是借着你的生命。
Living your life in me.
借着你的生命在我里边活。
I can go through this day.
我可以活着经过这一天。
And then at noon, like Daniel, stopping for a minute, pulling out maybe a little verse, and reminding ourselves we're in Christ.
当中午的时候，我们就像但以理一样，从找出几节圣经，再来提醒我们自己。
And throughout the day, there is this romance going on.
每一天，我们都让这个喜乐充满我们。
How many of you have been working on something on the computer and it just didn't come, and you said, "Lord, I need your help."
当我们在电脑前工作的时候，我们遇见问题的时候，我们就向主祷告。
Instead of hitting it or kicking it, you said, "Lord, you be my wisdom."
就是。我们就不需要发怒，向电脑发怒，或者甚至打这个电脑。我们说主，请你来解决这个。
And first of all, the Lord gave you peace.
神就把喜乐赐把平安赐给我们。
And then the Lord gave the answer.
然后把答案也赐给我们。
And then you responded with saying, "Thank you, Lord."
所以我们就里边向神发出一个感谢。
You didn't have to wait till Sunday morning to give thanks to the Lord around the Lord's table.
我们不需要等到主日的时候，在饼杯面前把感谢给。
But many times during the week, during the day, it's this constant intercourse with the Lord. Lord, thank you.
乃是在我们每一周的生活当中，每一天每个时刻的生活当中，把我们的感谢归给神。
And our first line supervisor comes in and says something, and we become tense.
当我们的主管来到我们面前说一些事情，我们可能里边很紧张。
And the Holy Spirit reminds us that we're in Christ.
圣灵就提醒我们，我们住在基督里。
And immediately we say, "Thank you, Lord, I am crucified."
所以我们就说。我已经，我们向主说，我已经与你同钉十字架。
And buried,
并且埋葬。
And resurrected,
并且已经复活了。
But we all know about death, burial, and resurrection. But am I experiencing that?
我们都知道与主同死、同埋葬、同复活，但是是不是我们经历了这个
？I now have your resurrection life.
我们现在已经有拥有一个复活的生命。
When we go into the waters of baptism,
当我们进到这个受浸的水里边当中的时候
most of the time I remember 1951, I knew very little about baptism.
当1951年的时候，我对受浸这件事情并不是很认识。
The Lord said be baptized, I just wanted to obey Him.
但是神说要受浸，我就顺服了他。
But the real meaning comes.Thereafter,
这个受浸的真正的意思是在他之后才向我显示。
Have you been practicing your baptism daily?
我们是不是在我们的每天的生活当中来经历这个受浸的实际呢
？Every time something comes up, a thought that is not right,
每当有一件事情发生，或者是有一个不好的思想出现
，and we say, "I am crucified."
我们就向神说，我与基督同钉十字架。
When the Lord Jesus went to the cross 2,000 years ago, I went with him.
当主耶稣在2000年之前他上十字架的时候，我已经同上十字架。
All that sin, that old man was buried.
我的旧人和所有的罪都与他一同埋葬。
And when Jesus rose from the grave, I rose with him.
当主耶稣从坟墓里边死里复活的时候，我与他一同死里复活。
That's the life, brothers and sisters, we live by.
这是我们要所活出的生命。
There's many examples in the Bible of men and women who live that life.
在圣经里边，我们看见有许多这样美好的例子，他们借着神活出了这样的生命。
It took time often to learn it.
我们需要花时间来学。
Learn it in the sense of.Revelation.
要借着启示来学。
This is not a learned life, academic.
我们不是在以学术的方式，以为我们已经学会了。
It's a walk of faith.
乃是一个借着凭着信心来行走的。
One step at a time.
每一天每一步。
Confessing our sin.
向神认罪。
Repentance.
悔改。
Repentance when we're walking close to the Lord can even be a daily thing.
这每天在借着与主亲近的时候，向他常常的悔改。
The Lord is able to show another area in our life, and we repent.
主耶稣就要借着他的圣灵启示我们生命里边另外一种光景，我们继续悔改。
And that repentance allows another area of my life to be filled with Him.
这样的悔改使我生命里边的这一个部分能够让主来充满。
May we come into the fullness of what He has called us.
让我们来到他所呼召的那个丰满里边。
You and I have not been saved just to have our sins forgiven and go to heaven.
我们的得救不仅仅是让我们的罪得赦，使我们能够进天堂。
Today, the Lord Jesus is in heaven.
今天我们的主耶稣在天上。
Bodily, He is in heaven.
他的复活的身体在天上。
What is his testimony now on earth?
但是他在地上的见证是什么呢
？I'm looking at it.
我在看这样的见证，弟兄姐妹们就是。
We're it.
我们就是他的见证。
Not in our work and our activity, things that cause sweat.
不是我们的工作活动。
Christianity isn't standing up here ministering and you coming to meetings.
基督的信仰不是我们在这边传，弟兄姐妹们来听。
Christianity is a life.
基督的信仰乃是生命。
It's His life.
是主耶稣基督的生命。
And a mother changing diapers with a smile on her face.
是借着一个母亲，当她换尿片的时候，脸上所显出的笑容所表现出来。
Not born in that wonderful servant job.
并不是在我们的服侍当中没有那个忧伤、没有烦恼的一个生活。
But living out His life.
是活出他的生命。
These hands are His.
我们的手是属于他的。
These eyes are His.
我们的眼睛是他的。
This tongue is His.
我们的舌头是他的。
Your ears are His.
我们的耳朵是他的。
Your passions are His.
我们的爱好、感觉、我们的信心都是他的。
Your feet are His.
我们的脚也是他的。
Your transportation, it's His. It's not your car.
我们的交通工具也都是属于他的。
It's not your house.
也我们的房子也不是我们的。
And it's not your children.
我们的孩子也不是。
And not your grandchildren.
是他的。
They're all His.
所有都是他的。
It's all Him.
就是。
It's all Him.
都是在他里边。
It's from Him.
是出于他。
It's by Him.
也是借着他。
And it's all for Him.
也是为着他。
May we rest in it.
让我们在他里边想安息。
And Psalm 46:10 says, "Just be still and know that I am God."
诗篇第四十六篇告诉我们说，让我们知道我们在你里边能够得安息。
Let's sing the first verse of 314.
让我们继续来唱第一节314首诗歌314首第一节。
Just the first verse, and make that our prayer as we end.
只唱第一节，愿这节诗歌成为我们的祷告。
Lord, we do just thank you that today that there's a life that made it through.
我们感谢你今天一个生命已经显出来。
You went through this life and did not sin.
你在地上活了这样的生命，并没有犯罪。
You did not lift up yourself.
你没有救自己。
But you went the way of the cross.
但是你为我们走上了十字架的道路。
And allowed the Father's life to live through you.
要把神的生命借着你活出来。
May we go through this week.
让我们借着这一周的生活。
With Christ living in us.
让主耶稣在我们里边活着。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.